Oh, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Oh, how I love thee. There's a fascinating story going on right now that I just had to record about. I started recording, got interrupted, and I'm going to continue recording because it's still on my mind. I'm browsing through the scan on the radio as I'm driving, trying to figure out if I can find them talking about the story. I love the story. Let me tell you why. So, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, they have a spine, and they realize that the Treason administration is so terrible, and they just, you know, they want to appoint Mnuchin, this yucker, yutz, that they want to have him run their bureau and essentially disable all the strengths and all the independence in any of the agencies. That's what Trump's Treason's trying to do. He's trying to, you know, disable any enemies, right? And free thought and government organizations, even bureaucracies, but they check up on things, you know, their accountability. There's an accountability word that we like there, which is reliability. And he's trying to disable that. So what they did is the guy resigned early, Cordray. I think of Rob Cordray from The Daily Show. Or from like Hot Tub Time Machine, but his name is Richard Cordray. He resigned early, appointed someone else, and said, this person's running it. And of course, Treason's like, hey, Mnuchin, get in there. You know what's funny is Treason's running out of guys he trusts to be total BSers and loyal to him, because everyone sees the writing on the wall and the indictments on the wall and stuff's coming down. So he can't find new people to fill these posts that will be loyal to him. Because they're just going to go sessions on them and do what they want. Going to go sessions on you. Taking sessions on somebody. You got to recount your sessions. That's when you backtrack on someone. You take a job and then don't do what they want. It's kind of funny. Anyway, so what's awesome is Treason tries to appoint Mnuchin. And the CFPB... they're all just like, all right, this lady's sending out the new lady they appointed. I believe her last name is like English or something. Her name's like Learn in English. I couldn't pronounce her name right, but it's like Learn in English. And I love it. She's going to teach Trump English. She's going to teach Trump how this works. Which, here's what I love about this story and why I'm so excited. This got me so excited today. What a great Monday. It's going to be nothing but Christmas gifts for everyone who's in favor of America. We are going to make America great again. As the good guys win, as the Elliot Nesses win over the over the negatives. Anyway, so what's awesome about this is there's this parallel fight going on in the CFPB right now where Treason appointed a guy. That guy's like, I'm in charge. I'm bringing in my people. I'm in charge. And then there's a whole other. The guy who was just there appointed someone, and she's like, hey, I'm in charge. I'm speaking English. I'm in charge. Who is everyone going to listen to? That's what you get. And this is what's nice about that, is in order for us to do this on our time frame, which is now, our time frame is now. Like, we're done with Treason in office. Like, we all know what he is, and we're done with him. So when he does things like this, like try to destroy our institutions, we say no. And we find all our cutesy little ways to legally appoint people or whatever to muddy up the appearance of power out of the executive branch. Because what we're really seeing is how strong is America, not just our executive branch. We can have an utter tyrant in the presidency. We can have Mr. Treason in office. And still survive. And this is how we do it, is we flat out say no. Your nonsense is not accepted here. And if you're gonna fight, you're gonna have to win in a court of law that you haven't fully stacked yet. Some independent judges who have been there for a while and take a look at things and say, no, you can't destroy everything because you are treason. So I love it. I feel the energy of all of us uniting for what is good, and support the CFPB, baby. Support Miss English. Mrs. E, Slick E, she is your leader. And so the question is, all right, well, can she be fired by Mr. Treason or Mnuchin? That's the question. Or can she fire Mnuchin? How about that one? Let's try it. Let's turn the tables. You know, let's attack like Trump does legally, because it's what's right. Like, you shouldn't put a guy, this is why it's so right, you shouldn't put a guy who's clearly a yutz, right? Do we need to talk about Mnuchin? Anybody who put the two consonants at the beginning of their last name is trying to mess with you. Hey, what are you, from Minnesota? I don't like you. I don't like you. I think you married some trophy wife, I'm pretty sure. She's got an attitude on Instagram. I think that's the one I'm talking about. You're going to appoint him, he's going to co-head stuff. The only reason he's co-heading stuff is because he's the only one you trust to be a yutz for you. And that's not acceptable in America, buddy. And that's what one of the reasons why you're in trouble. Because you act like that, Mr. Tree. So awesome. So yeah, unite against Miss English. No, sorry, unite with Miss English against Mnuchin, against the state of Minnesota. There's nothing wrong with Minnesota. Tons of great hockey players came out of Minnesota and continue to do so. Anyway, love that story. On a personal note, we've had a death in our family. It's not a human being. It's not that kind of loved one. It's a vehicle. It's the Audi. It's the convertible. It died yesterday. It died on the way home. It died in a left turn lane. It seized up at about 20 or 30 miles an hour and coasted to a stop, never to start again. It was towed. It will probably be towed again. And a new car is on the horizon for Mr. Braverman. So we're going to go clean. We're going to go like, I want to go all electric. Can I do it? I kind of want to get funky. Do get funky. I want to get funky with like a Volt. I want to do something where I only gas up once every, you know, once every menstrual cycle. That's when I want to gas up. And the moon is full. You'll find me at a Sunoco. So maybe something there. I don't know. There are a lot of options. It's a bright new day. I'm driving here. Catching the sunset in a rental car. It will be rentals until a decision is made. And an Audi may be purchased by an enthusiast. If you're interested in buying an Audi that doesn't run, that looks purdy, that has a lot of grease everywhere, and takes a lot of manual grease to take the top down,